This is part one of a previously recorded two-part Live and Local interview. It's time for another chapter of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Well, the mission of the Anastasis Theater Company is to lift unheard voices in our community. And the mission of the Great Plains Theater Commons is to strengthen community by supporting the creation and sharing of diverse new stories. Well, when they work together, we get quite the event happening on February 12th and 13th. The play is called Ways to Win the Woods, and it is directed by Haley Haas, who is the director and also the executive artistic director for Anastasis Theater Company. Haley, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Before we get to the play, Ways to Win the Woods, give us a synopsis of the Anastasis Theater Company. It's an unusual mission that you have undertaken.
Yeah, so we were founded in 2019. Myself and Colleen O'Doherty, who's a wonderful playwright, we were both working on projects, and she was looking at telling the stories of people impacted by homelessness, and I was working with a group of men at Nebraska State Penitentiary and was looking to create a play with them. And I'm not a playwright, and she's not really an engagement specialist like I am. So we joined forces, and shortly into kind of working on these projects together, we decided this was a theater company that needed to be in our region. Community engaged theater is happening all over the country, but we didn't have a theater here that was really focusing on lifting unheard voices. So we said, that's going to be us. And Great Plains Theater Commons was one of our very first partners who helped us produce our first show. And we focus primarily on lifting the voices of people impacted by our criminal, social, and economic systems. So people impacted by food and housing insecurity and those impacted by incarceration. So we've done a lot of different plays, but we're excited to be back with Great Plains doing another play with the women of the Micah House to tell their stories.
You're heading in the direction I wanted to go, because I'd like to just drill down a little bit more on when you say you're raising the voices, drawing attention to the voices of people who XYZ, you are using people as actors in these things who have experienced these life issues.
Exactly. So we really put our community members with that lived experience in the driver's seat. We partner them with professional artists. They help us decide what kind of play. They help us create the play. And then we also cast them in the play alongside professional actors. And then after every play, almost as important as the theater, is our community conversations afterwards, where we really give those folks with lived experience a chance to talk about the issues that are raised in the play, talk about solutions. And in our audience, we want general public, we want other folks with lived experience, and we really work hard to have leaders, like from our legislature, the mayor's office, community organizations in the room too. The folks who can make real systemic change, we want them to be part of this conversation and hear from folks directly.
All right, Ways to Win the Woods. Can you give us a synopsis of the plot of this play?
So this is a modern twist on Hansel and Gretel. And that story really is about food and housing insecurity. The original version, the parents push the children out of the house, leave them in the woods because there's not enough food. They're in a famine. And it's us or them kind of moment. So we decided instead of Hansel and Gretel, we have Hannah and Greta, who are foster sisters, living with the father and stepmother of one of the young people, I should say. They're in their 20s, and they're pushed out into the woods trying to find housing. It just depicts their way through the woods is all those stumbling blocks, all those challenges that come up for folks who are living paycheck to paycheck, who are just one emergency away from disaster. And we had the women of the Micah House really work through the story with us and give us real situations they faced to put into the play. It's a hopeful tale because the women that we have worked with over the last few years at the Micah House are incredibly hopeful, and they really make a family and support each other. But things are really difficult out there, and there are a lot of challenges that, you know, a lot of average community members may not understand fully. So we really hope folks can come out, enjoy a beautiful play. We've got puppets and singing and brand new music composed by an amazing Omaha-born young woman who's Reese Pike, is now at the Berklee School of Music in Boston. And to our great delight, the Omaha Symphony jumped on board to partner with Reese, and we have a 10-piece orchestra that will be accompanying us as we perform at Pace on the 12th and 13th, and we just can't wait to share these important stories.
Wow, that's just amazing. Join me tomorrow for the conclusion of this live and local interview at 7:44 a.m. and 3:44 p.m. on 91.5 FM. This is part two of my live and local interview with Haley Haas, who is director of the play with music, Ways to Win the Woods. She is also the executive artistic director for the Anastasis Theater Company. And they are working with the Great Plains Theater Commons to bring this production to life. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. In part one, Haley talked about the mission of the Anastasis Theater Company, which is to lift unheard voices in our community. And part of the way they do that is by casting people who are incarcerated, people who've experienced homelessness, people who have dealt with the trials and tribulations of living life in their productions. I asked Haley, what can we expect when we walk in the theater to enjoy Ways to Win the Woods?
Folks can come out, enjoy a beautiful play. We've got puppets and singing and brand new music composed by an amazing Omaha-born young woman who's Reese Pike, is now at the Berklee School of Music in Boston. And to our great delight, the Omaha Symphony jumped on board to partner with Reese, and we have a 10-piece orchestra that will be accompanying us as we perform at Pace on the 12th and 13th, and we just can't wait to share these important stories.
Wow, that's just amazing. Rehearsal-wise, have you brought the orchestra in yet and seen that magic blossom?
Oh, it was amazing. So, yeah, we all gathered together to hear the music our first week of rehearsal, and it was wonderful. Reese was back, and to watch her hear her compositions come to life was so beautiful. And I sat next to one of our cast members who's living at the Mica House right now, and she looked over at me and said, "I could have never imagined that I would get to sing on a stage with the symphony." And she was near tears, just, and so was I, because the music is so extraordinary, and these musicians are just incredible. So it's already been such a wonderful experience.
Can you kind of rattle off the different groups, organizations, and people that have partnered with you in a major way to make this come together? Because the list is quite diverse.
It is. And that's one of the most important things about our work, is we work in collaboration, and we think it makes all the organizations stronger and the product even better. So, of course, we've got Great Plains Theater Commons and Omaha Symphony. The Mica House Shelter over in Council Bluffs has been a beautiful partner of ours for years. We're so excited. Also, Pace over in Council Bluffs, the Performing Arts Center, has been really generous with us to be really full partners and offer their space and their cooperation for programming. And then we have a lot of community partners who come and support our community conversations, places like Together, ACLU of Nebraska, Nebraska Appleseed, No More Empty Pots, a lot of folks who are working to fill those gaps in food and housing in our community are coming and are going to help us look at what are the solutions, what can each one of us do to help our neighbors.
Please do not forget the Anastasis Theater Company. You were there to help too.
Yes. Thank you.
Now, did I read this correctly? There is no charge to come see this?
That's right. All of our plays are free and open to the public. We don't want any barriers for folks to enjoy great theater. Come on out. We prefer that if you make reservations, that helps us a lot, but everybody's welcome.
Those reservations can be made at gptcplays.com. Providing free theater, in this case, a free musical, if you will, how does one fiscally support that?
Well, we have so many amazing donors, and Omaha has so many great foundations as well. We've got support from the Sherwood Foundation, the Nebraska Arts Council, from the Whites Family Foundation, and Mid-American Arts Alliance are some of our primary supporters. But if you come, you'll see an even longer list in our program.
Is it a musical? Or is it a play with music?
It's a play with music. I think each audience member will decide for themselves, but our playwright, Ellen Struve, who's an absolutely incredible playwright, she likes to call it a play with music, so I agree with her.
It's called Ways to Win the Woods, and it opens on February 12th in Council Bluffs at Pace. Then there's a performance February 15th at Yates Illuminates in Omaha. Information on all of these performances and how to make a reservation for free tickets is at gptcplays.com. She is the director of Ways to Win the Woods and the executive artistic director for Anastasis. Her name is Haley Haas, and she's been my guest today at Live and Local. Thank you very much, Haley, and oh boy, just break a leg on this production.
Oh, thank you so much.